Blog Talk Radio.
It's your host, Brother Drew X. We call it off that Black Nation Task Force Radio, the sister station to the Black Militia Nation. All right, y'all, we got a topic tonight that's going to put you into the thinking mode. Our topic tonight, can we become physical slaves again? It's a hell of a topic. It's a real topic. It's a topic that's going to take some consideration in your attention. Your attention will be to these details, will be to your utmost ability to understand, and as they used to say back in the church days, take heed to these words. because tonight we're going to find out that things are going on to put us back into slavery. A lot of people are saying that things that happened at the Capitol didn't have nothing to do with us. Oh yes, it did. Everything that happens affects all. So what are some things that can happen that happened at the Capitol? How could that affect us? Well, just think about it. If chaos breaks out over this next week or something, there'll be bills introduced to take them guns. Those will be bills to martial law. So what happened at the Capitol affects all of us one way or the other. It's, we all affected in those manners. So if chaos break out, concentration camps can be, you know, the word, all the militants, lock them up. You see what I'm saying? So don't think, you know, what a few do, it won't affect us. So, you know, that can affect us. That could put us in camps. And if I believe we get in camps, I don't think we'll get out of the camps. So can we be a slave? Yes, we can. Also, they have a bill in New York on the floor right now. We're going to also play the clip on that also. But it's Bill 416. Bill 416 gives the governor, gives the power to have people who they suspect may have COVID, groups. I don't know. I'm not understanding how groups will have COVID, but maybe they're talking about us. You know, we were supposed to be one of the groups that that's spreading the COVID. Yeah, the black man is supposed to be in that group. You see what I'm saying? So who's saying where they're going with this? But can we be slaves again? Let's hear this clip.
This is happening everywhere and every day.
Okay, you had an error right there. Let's go back. Just a second. Let me fix that error. All right, y'all, we're back with you.
I got an email yesterday telling me about the proposed New York State law, Assembly Bill A416, New York, which calls for the removal of cases, contacts, and carriers of communicable diseases who are potentially dangerous to public health. Listen to this bill. To me, this is a scary thing. Quote, upon determining by clear and convincing evidence that the health of others is or may be endangered by a case, contact, or carrier, or suspected case, contact, or carrier of a contagious disease that, in the opinion of the governor, after consultation with the commissioner, may pose an imminent and significant threat to the public health resulting in severe morbidity or high mortality, the governor or his or her delegee, including but not limited to the commissioner or the heads of local departments, may order the removal and or detention of such a person or of a group of such persons by issuing a single order identifying such persons either by name or by a reasonably specific description of the individuals or group being detained. Such person or group of persons shall be detained in a medical facility or other appropriate facility or premises designated by the governor or his or her delegee, and complying with subdivision 5 of this section. A person or group of persons removed or detained by order of the governor or his or her delegee pursuant to subdivision 2 of this section shall be detained for such a period and in such manner as the department may direct in accordance with this section. Period. Unquote. What this sounds to me like is if the governor says, I'm suspicious that someone has a disease that might be dangerous or communicable, that the governor has the authority, according to this bill, to arrest them, to put them in a detention center of his choosing for a period of time that is his choosing. And it doesn't even have to be a confirmed case. It can even be a suspicious case. Now, to me, this is scary because that's how Solzhenitsyn ended up in the gulag. You know, this is how Hitler rose to power. This is how Stalin ran Russian, the USSR. And it seems to me New York State is giving their governor, who is Andrew Cuomo, the authority to be this kind of tyrant, this totalitarian, as we've seen in other history. Well, the, you know, Solzhenitsyn, we think he's mentally ill. We're going to put him in the gulag. Well, Cuomo would have the authority to remove such a person or group of persons and put him or her or them in a facility of his choosing for a length of time of his choosing. This is the guy who lived infanticide in New York, Andrew Cuomo. This is the guy who sent COVID-infected elderly people back into the nursing homes and scored the highest COVID deaths of any state. This is the guy who legalized paid surrogacy, renting out women's wombs to the highest bidder. This is the guy who mandated $100 million of taxpayer money to pay for political campaigns, whether they support those political campaigns or not. The taxes of New York Staters, New Yorkers, can pay for political campaigns of candidates they don't support. And now the state leaders want to give him totalitarian control. Imagine, just imagine a hypothetical situation. A Republican is running for office, and he comes back inside of New York for a trip. The governor could say, I'm suspicious that this person may be contagious. He could have the police arrest him and confine him in an undesignated location for an unspecified amount of time. Wow. This sounds like tyranny to me. It sounds like totalitarianism, making Andrew Cuomo the king of all he surveys. To me, my opinion, this is sick. This is wrong. This is giving too much power to a governmental leader in what is supposed to be a democratic republic. Second thing, it's giving this kind of power to Governor Andrew Cuomo, who, in the opinion of many, myself included, is morally bankrupt. This is an insult to the people of New York and a deleterious precedent for the rest of the country. Now, what, suppose if other state legislatures give this kind of power to other governors, what is happening here? To me, this is frightening, a frightening development. Further down the line of everything we've seen this past year, so in the spirit of John the Baptist, I speak against the immorality of Andrew Cuomo and all who are like him. In the spirit of John the Baptist, I prophetically repudiate his policies and particularly giving him this kind of discretionary, loosely defined power. Judah had a king named Manasseh, and the Bible says he did evil in the eyes of the Lord, following the detestable practices of the nation. In Isaiah chapter 1, Isaiah repudiates all such governmental leaders and says that the Lord is against them. And my application of that, so should the church be. So should the church be, all who perpetuate such evil. People like this need to be voted out of office as quickly as possible. This is nothing but ruinous to our nation.
All right, y'all, there you go. So let's put this in another perspective. So the governor of New York has the power to say if anybody he suspects is either contagious, any groups, we got to put the quotation marks behind groups, because when you say groups, you start to think, who are you talking about when you say a group of people? And so when I hear the word group, I think that's black folks. Yeah. So I think that's black folks when you hear the word groups. So here we go. So, hey, the governor says to the police, hey, you see those guys, they've been at a protest, and I know it was two or three people in that crowd that was sick. I suspect all of these people you see right here in this Black Lives Matter group right here, I suspect all of them might have COVID now. Lock them all up. Anyway, the buses start coming, nobody knows what's about to happen. Next thing, you on the bus. Next thing, guess what? You in a camp. They said facilities. They just being nice with the words. That's a camp. Now, part two to this. Once again, you get in the camps, I don't think you'll come out. Part two, so will you be a slave again? Maybe. Part two to this, the president-elect Biden just told FEMA and the National Guard to be on alert to vaccinate millions of Americans. So we got to put all this shit in the context. You got to, as they say, connect the dots. Where is this going? Where is this going with the Capitol madness, with the New York 416 bill, with the elect president saying for the National Guard to get ready to be on alert to, and FEMA be on alert. FEMA is your camps. The National Guard is your force. Get ready to vaccinate the people. Where are we going? So I'm going to let y'all draw a little conclusion in your mind where it's heading. So as brothers and sisters, militias, we're going to have to figure out what side we on, man. What side are we on? You know, as our brothers in the street who killing each other, they're going to be forced to band together, because these soft targets attacks will be coming. I witnessed some today. We've been on alert. Our Black Militia Nation been on alert all this weekend, and we'll be on alert all the way to this inauguration is over. But I witnessed some today. I witnessed a possible incident where it was going to be a soft target attack at a Washiteer. I was actually there at the Washiteer. It's an all-Black Washiteer, I'll tell you this now. So today, I seen one white guy that come in. I said, okay, maybe, you know, maybe he don't have no quarrels with Black folks. He gonna wash his clothes. But I saw another one come in, and he was real countrified. I mean, he had the cowboy boots on. He just all looked all out of place. He'll be a fast, swole, stormy, like Swamp Thing or something. I said, that's interesting. But when the third one came in, he didn't come in with no clothes. He came in walking and looking. And I said, okay, yeah, this could be the potential of something about to go down. So, you know, I said, I could do my best, but I'm watching the hands. But nothing actually went down. But I think it was something. I mean, they were watching and looking at your eyes. They had all the characteristics that something might be coming. So we're going to be watching at a particular place just in case. But, you know, can we be slaves again? Oh, yes, we can. So I had a chance to go to the gun show this weekend also. Everything ties into this. So I went to the gun show, looked at bullets marked up four times the amount at the gun show. They ain't even kidding with you at the gun show. Everything marked up four times the amount when it came to ammo. A regular box of 380s was a 50 count box for $60. All everywhere you could see, every table we walked around and looked at that. But a couple of items that really caught my attention was a flamethrower. I said, damn, they selling flamethrowers now? So, man, we can be in a hell of a fight. It's not fear. It's not fear that we bring this to your attention. We just bring it to your attention because when everybody think everybody's just real passive and getting along, there's some people planning some horrible things. That's why we're bringing it to you. I need to get some water real quick. So what I'm going to do, let me see if I can go to the play this quick song and we'll be, they're going to play today. They want to play today, but we're going to keep pushing. I was trying to play a song, but the whole switchboard went black on me. So we'll keep on pushing then. All right. So we'll take some callers in a minute, too. Caller lines are full, we see. Let me play this quick song, get some water. I'll be right back.
1, 2, 3, it's that mad ass sucker free gorilla with the get back. Seems you forgot who you fucking with. Pistol rip pump in my lap for this. Manish and brandish your mind. Been damaging these off brands lies since 89. Hard truth to your speaker from the booth, from the Bay to Southern Cali. Central Valley, steady slumping, bumping. I'm on the mic. Dog laying in the cut to strike. Apply pressure with aggression, no stressing, but at the same time, contemplating how I could bubble and push my same line. With murderous intent, convince the proletariat to listen. Decision to uprise and the wise eyes open wide. Ride or die, hear the battle cry, united for the fight, get em.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Real spit, real the shit, raise fist, keep saying it loud.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Read the truth, never lose, keep it moving, steady, doing us proud.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Back from opposite, it's coughing in, it's coughing, getting feel like now.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
With that pow pow, chicka pow pow, chicka pow pow pow. Get in the bunk on that mow mow, who the realest? Never bow down, fuck they feelings. Buckle up, knuckle up, cousin this. The return of authentic hard truth spit. The Trump killer, Pence killer, Bush killer, cop killer. Pop McConnell back on my Geronimo. Flapping on him, slapping with the sound. Won't apologize, won't understand what you stand for. A compromise. Bitch, what you thought it was? Got me clapping on him, blapping while the salmon clamming up. Fishy niggas with that fishy shit. Suspect identified as any nigga riding on the fence. Now who wanna try? Colonize and get your guns up. Niggas bumping on the first one. Coming back to blast on the maggots. Combative, no cap is savage. Been practicing, so the strapper through the damage. Leave him staggering, I'm back again. Rip rod with the zip ties. Nigga feed them old fish and fuck their kids. Beast mode, fuck peace for the baby. Separated by police from their families. Seeking freedom. See, it's the American way. Say it.
Warriors, come out today.
Raise on that base shit. I'm saying ain't nobody playing with it. Best admitted, be as cold as an ice raid with niggas.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
When I ride about us, glide by in the town, see the sign ground us. Gentrified by the whites and the weirdos and the ones making beer with their artisan beards and man buns. Nigga, this ain't Nico. I'm Flint, Puerto Rico. I represent the blacks and immigrants from all the sheet holes. No free throws, I'm golden from the state, I'm in the paint. You try to keep a motherfucker quiet, but you can't. You can tweet that, not me believe. Ain't no motherfucker breathing that can see me. I mean it, G in me wanna let it spit, blow your brains out. No stress, ask your predecessors how I gets down. Now I'ma say it for the slow. Don't let your president get you dope. No, it's the return of the uppity nigga. You sucker stuck with me, I'm fucking any cuck. I think you up enough to fuck with me, not fucking me. I flip the birds, stand with Kaepernick. Stacking, gripping, housing, assistance, and scholarships. No, dragon energy, I'm dragging any enemy or any preconceived see the celebrity on TMZ. Nigga, please, please, on track to see those. I rip the G-code, I flap that nap and get the reload. So we grow with go cat, go. Ain't no blowback, no throwback. There's immaculate MC and then the rollback. Y'all know that I'm quick to bust your motherfucking lip. Go and run and tell them, ring the bell and reach these. With truth so we see these niggas feces and teach these youngsters do for self and bleep the police and be free. Let me catch your ass coordinating with the orange Satan in your best freeze. Cause we gon' peel your crown to this. G's up, foes down, while the real soldiers pounce to this.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Real spit, read the shit, raise this, keep saying it loud.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Read the truth, never lose, keep it moving steady, doing us proud.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Back from opposite, it's coughing in, it's coughing, getting filled like now.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
With that pow pow, chicka pow pow, chicka pow pow pow.
All right. right, y'all. We're back with you. So, we're talking tonight. Could we be placed back into slavery? And that answer is yes. I mean, with bills being passed to lock you up, quote unquote, for a medical reason, if they lock you up, you ain't coming out. So, with the capitals up under siege and martial law be declared, and also you have the president-elect and vice-president-elect who have no problem with locking people up from their past history, could we be slaves again? That's up to you, but it could happen for those who are not prepared to fight back. I'll just put it straight, point blank. So could you be a slave again? So back to the gun show that I attended. Like I said, they sell the flamethrowers now. You know, that's neat. I got to get one next time I go. But also, what they were selling that I had to look at that. They were selling masks, you know, the Roman soldiers, Sparta masks. And you have to think about what's the symbol behind the Sparta mask. Why are they selling Sparta masks? They was the real metal helmets. But if y'all ever seen the movie 300, those were the ones. That would be what you saw at the Capitol. Those would be the 300s that's ready to take on the world and hold them and defend them back. So the mask represents a symbolic gesture that they the 300. They finna take on the world, and they right and everybody else wrong, and they finna make their last stands. So that's what I was wondering why they were selling those, but I put it together as a symbolic sign of what they say they are. Also, you know, in history, we got to watch and learn from our history also. So any time that last time civil war was in this country, it was because of us. It was because they were trying to abolish slavery, which started a war that was part of it, but it had some other reasons too. But so let's look at that modern day. Now we got a civil war to put us back into slavery. See, the civil war this time is make America great again. And when they consider America great again, we were slaves. When they consider themselves great, we were slaves. So now you have one civil war that was to abolish. This civil war would be to put us back. So somebody has an agenda, and we have to be aware of that. Let me check the caller lines. Anybody want to get in on the caller lines, press 1 on your phone, and we'll get you ready. And you have a statement, question, anything, just press 1 on your phone. So that's what my mind sees. Symbolic war, civil war this time is to enslave us. And the reason I want to also bring that up, because these patriots or so-called patriots and militias, they've been hypocritical from the front. They said that they was here to defend against tyranny and this and this and that. Actually, they were for them damn selves, to be honest. Let's just call it straight out. Because tyranny been going on for the black male for a long, long time. And evidently, these white militias who said they are these patriots who said they were for the defense against tyranny didn't see any damn tyranny when it came to police brutality, when it came to police murder. But all of a sudden, our president do win. That's tyranny. Ain't that a bitch? So that's what I'm saying. It's the one-sided. Let's go to the phone call. Let's see. Caller coming in. Out of 972-940, y'all.
Peace, brother commander.
Hey, peace. What's on your mind?
I'm enjoying this topic, and I just wanted to add it to that. Now, you know, some people have said, you know, that we, I guess that we have to accept things the way that it's going. But I feel like, I mean, if we have to accept some, I mean, why are we getting why is all this knowledge and stuff being released if we just have to accept them? I feel like the only way we're going to win is to come together and fight. Or if you just have to fight by yourself, just fight it out.
Yep, you're right. So I was just about to ask you a question. How would they pull it off? And the only way they can pull that off, only way they can enslave you if you didn't fight back. If you gave no resistance, oh, you'd be a slave real quick. So you're correct on that.
That's
true. Sure appreciate it. Yeah, anything else you'd like to add?
That'd be it.
All right, well, we appreciate your call. So that's one thing we can say, you know, that's going to be our bottom line. That was going to actually be our bottom line. Can we be slaves again? Yes, we can if we don't fight back. Can we be slaves again? Yes, we can if we don't unite as a people to stand and help defend ourselves and our brothers for our perceived rights. So we have perceived rights. They're not actually rights because when the Constitution gave you a perceived that you have rights, but when they wrote that you were a slave, so they weren't talking to you. And I don't know why they didn't just come straight out and tell us, you know, they gave you the perception that we're talking to you too, but not really. Not really. They're not really talking to you because you were enslaved, not a slave, but enslaved. It's a different, being a slave and enslaved is two different words, but you were enslaved. So that's what I said, the rogue white folks are fighting to make it great again. That's what it's all about. And you attack their leader who was the president, the one who saw the same, the way they see it, they see it the same way he saw it. And so in order to make it great again, we need him to stay in there. You know, he was pushing their agenda. And they was backing him up, and he was backing them up. So that's what happened. And they were ready to fight because they perceive if you give a fight and martial law break out, that he can keep his office. So that's why they went got the impeachment on the table. The impeachment on the table is just to get him out of there if they have to. But, you know, even if a war breaks out, the impeachment is on the table. I don't know how it really would play out with a martial law, but I really don't. But they're trying to make sure that he don't come back. I'm not sure how far it's going to go, but we'll see. What else can we expect? So if we expect any chaos coming this weekend around the inaugural, you can expect violence, you know, in every state. Soft target attacks. It's not all about the Patriots. So some people don't take advantage like they're supposed to. Anybody in a military or a militant group, hate group or whatever, you're supposed to take advantage of chaos. And so what's going to happen? Any fighting going on, you got some hate groups that don't like us. Oh, it's going to be people take advantage of that and blame it on the supremacists or blame it on all the fallout. So you can expect chaos will equal violence. What else can we expect? Like I said earlier, gun control. Any chaos come out, it's going to go to the next level. We need your guns. So we already know what them Patriots think about that. They already flew their flags. Don't throw it on me. Over my dead body. More war. More bloodshed. More war, more bloodshed, need more black folks going to get attacked. So you don't think that it's going to affect you. Oh, it will, because there's people out there taking opportunity to get you while it's chaos in the street. So what else will be, like we said, martial law. Martial law will be locked down. They already got us. They have, well, I must put it like this, they have a lot of people locked down now, depending on checks, depending on stimulus, depending on grocery stores, domesticated, meaning we don't grow anything, we don't do nothing on our own. People have to feed us, clothe us. So, man, it's a hell of a situation. That's why I said it's going to be imperative for us to take heed to what we're trying to say. You're going to have to band together. with some brothers and sisters. You're going to have to come out of your ways. Man, I didn't know I was going to be excited on this program. I really, you know, it's kind of like, man, you've been preaching so long, and you're seeing this shit coming on us, people not prepared, and the only chance we do have is unite. And it's so hard for our brothers and sisters to unite, man. But we got something coming down the line that's going to make you wish you had some buddies. That's going to make you wish you had a listen to keep stocked up food, water, ammo. Because like I said, you can't just run into the store now, boy. And I've been in 3 stores this year, right? All of them still out of ammo. Is that true? We don't really know. Are they just saving ammo for their brothers and sisters? I don't know. But if you don't have a gun repair license where you can make your own ammo, you're in trouble. If you hadn't stocked up and bought your own ammo before all this came down, we in trouble. And the only way you can get out of this trouble, you're going to have to band up. That's the mission. We're going to have to probably call a special meeting with the militia just to see who's banding up. We need to know where we're going. We don't need to be disorganized. Once we get attacked, we need to know how we're going to react. That's how you really get your ass whooped in chaos. Man, you see anybody else try to get in on? Let me look at the phone line. Anybody else want to get in? Press 1 on your phone. Militia been on patrol all week. Let's see what's on Commander Face out of Dallas, Texas, you know? Just a second. You on? Go ahead.
You just up? Yeah. How you doing, brother Commander?
Hey man, I got a little excited tonight. I didn't know.
Yeah, I figured you're gonna be kind of excited. I am too about this. I'm enjoying the subject that we're talking about tonight. Cause we out here passing out our flyers, doing what we supposed to do. It's kind of awkward. We went to this bazaar that we always go to. And we passing our flyer there, it wasn't no problem today. Yesterday. And then all of a sudden, a security officer, he's a black security officer. He walked up to us and asked us, he said his supervisor would like to know if we could stop passing out our flyer, you know, our propaganda about what, you know, about being prepared for our people to be ready and be alert. And we asked him, he said, excuse me, brother, but what race is your supervisor? He said he's black. I said, okay, well, out of all the years we've been doing this, we never had no problem. They never asked us to stop handing out anything. And I was like, and we looked in, you know, we looked inside, but no problem. We walked off, but we went all around around the shopping center. And then we all were seeing some kind of awkward stuff. We were seeing country-looking white boys coming in. I'm watching them. I'm being alert on this. And then out in the parking lot, I'm watching certain automobiles coming in and leaving out or passing by. People looking kind of suspicious. So, I'm proud of my comrades, the ones that is out there on the ground. Keep your boots to the ground. Stay alert. And keep fighting like you're doing.
Right. Yeah, we see we got a lot of new callers on the line. If y'all want to get in, you know, introduce yourself and just say anything. You know, you might have some information we need to hear. But we do appreciate y'all on listening. We got some new numbers on the line listening in tonight. So, we say peace to y'all. What else, Commander, on your mind?
Right now I'm gonna step down and let somebody else speak. But I'm just listening. I'm very interested in this conversation we have tonight.
All right, that's cool. Yeah, hopefully some people come in and give us some more information. You know, each week we have. I know they probably sit down. Do anybody listen to this program? But we have a calling line full of people all the time. But you know, if they want to speak, just press 1, we'll get you in, let me see what's in your mind. But other than that, we'll just keep carrying on. We'll be out of here shortly. But so anybody want to get in, we'll be out of here within the next 20 minutes. So I just put that out there just in case. But we appreciate you calling in, Commander, man. Appreciate you and your Dallas, Texas chapter out there doing patrols this weekend and today. And, you know, we had other chapters on alert doing patrols. Hey, man, that's all we got is ourselves to be the voices and the eyes for our people. So we appreciate what y'all did this weekend, Commander.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that, Commander.
All right, peace. Yes, that's what we're saying. So one of the things that we do have, the powers that we have the power to be vigilant for our neighbors and our brothers and sisters. So this weekend, the militia went on alert. All the chapters was on alert to patrol their neighborhoods. And you can see a lot of things just by being out watchful. I remember calling a couple years ago that I was sitting at a furniture store. I wasn't even thinking about nothing, and I happened to caught my eyes. A lot of Jeeps was riding on the highway off 35 North in Dallas. And I said, what the hell? There was like one Jeep, two Jeeps, and next thing you know, hundreds of Jeeps. I said, what the hell is this? So I started filming it. I got it on YouTube under the Black Militia. You can actually see that. They actually hide that video for some reason. But, you know, just being there and being vigilant, I saw movements. And I wasn't sure what I was seeing, so I put it on YouTube, man. The thing almost went viral because I thought it was actually white supremacists moving into town, and that's how I stated it. And the thing almost just went viral so quick, it was just hitting, you know, just up to thousands of hits, you know, quick. I'm talking about in less than 30 minutes, it was in the thousands because I put it on that white supremacist movement through our town. Yeah, that's what it looked like, man, because I had never seen that shit. It was just a lot of Jeeps and flags flying. So that's what we're saying, just by being vigilant. If people are planning on moving through your neighborhood as a group, you might see it. That's what that's the point of what I'm trying to say. So that's why we got out in the streets, alerted all our militia groups to be vigilant. We watched the highways. We watched the areas to the Black neighborhoods. Because if they're trying to do something, most likely... You know, we always been their target, so they don't try to bring in the others, you know, their frustrations. So we have to just be vigilant so we can warn the people. And, you know, we had a situation in South Dallas where a group called Bear said they were going to come to the mosque in South Dallas a few years back. And we were waiting, and when they got there, those little 15... I don't know if they call themselves militias or not, but them 15 guys, they showed up, was met by 400 Black guys waiting. So that's what we said about being vigilant and being ready and being prepared to put it on the line for your brothers and sisters. And the police was there also, and they told those 15 guys it ain't going to be good for you guys if y'all don't turn around and leave, because the tension got real strong. And brothers and sisters, when they met them, and we was from 2 feet apart, they got machine guns. We had guns, you know, so it wasn't going to be, they weren't going to win that battle. They was outnumbered 400 to 15. It wasn't going to be a long fight, but the police recognized it was about to be one. So when we say realism and putting it on the line, hey, that's what we're talking about. But being vigilant, like I said about the Washington situation, you know, I was just washing clothes, and I said, damn, I think I'm going to be in the middle of something. You know, and it was my job to protect the people, so I was in defense mode. I'm already a licensed carrier, so I was already had the heads up because they were looking around trying to judge who was in there. And in the Washington, wasn't, you know, basically it was just a lot of females and a couple guys, but they were soft targets all day today. If they wanted it, well, not that particular day because I was there, wasn't a soft target, but there's many places like that that are soft targets. So it's going to be imperative that we just be on our best P's and Q's, as we used to say back in the days, and watch out for our brothers and sisters. I really didn't think I'd be kind of touched like this today, man, but, you know, I guess the stress of this stuff, and we've been preaching it for years, and store your food, store your water, this and that. I mean, it's for years we've been preaching this, and when you're starting to see it all come down and you know the people ain't ready for it, it's kind of, you know, kind of scary. We got to, let's see if we got a caller coming in. 972-674, you got a question or a statement?
Hey, Brother Commander, how you doing?
Hey, Sister Michelle, peace. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I was thinking about the recon that happened yesterday, and it amazed me how some of the Black people just didn't want to hear what you had to say. They just put their hand up and moved on.
Wow.
But what they're not realizing is that we need to come together as a unity so that we can protect what is ours.
Right. And you show right, Sister Michelle.
They
don't want to
hear about protecting their families or protecting, getting what's legally ours back.
Yeah, that's one thing, Sister Michelle, after doing this for years, we've been doing this so long, and you get a lot of resistance from your own brothers and sisters. That's why I said everybody think everything is just adorable in the USA, but real soon they will find out those same people remember, because that's all we could do is plant the seed and something else to make it grow. But I can tell you it's going to start growing real fast when you see themselves come under attack. Go ahead.
Yes, that's all I had to say.
All right,
we
appreciate you putting in work yesterday. You in the Dallas chapter, getting out there and alerting the people, hey, that's how it is. Each one teach one, each one try to reach one. And so we salute you and the group for getting out. Black Power.
Black Power.
All right. So that's what we're saying, we appreciate all information, that happens a lot, man, doing this stuff for our brothers and sisters. They, a lot of people, we'll call it whitewash. They think you the enemy when you talk against the system. But it's the same system. If you just remind them, it's the same system that bankrupt your ass. It's the same system that held any type of aid to help you out of a situation. It's the same system who had you evicted, after they bankrupt your ass. So sometimes you have to just tell people, you up here hoorahing for a situation that a losing situation that you can't even recognize you're losing. It's the same system that's got everything closed up. It's the same system that's about to lock you down. It's the same system. But, that's going to be the saddest part of the whole thing, to see the people running, looking for help, and don't know what the hell's going on, and because they didn't take heed to the warnings. But you did what you had to do, Sister Michelle and the rest of the crew, going out there warning the brothers and sisters. That's all we can do. We can lead them to the water. Can't make them drink. But at least they had a chance to hear what's about to go down. But we'll pick up a lot of stragglers on the way. And, that's the option of each group and chapter. If you want some stragglers, you might not want none. If they ain't got nothing, they're going to pull your resources. They're going to pull all your food and water. That's the option that you have to make. But, like we said, can we be slaves again? And all the way that we want, we would have to band together as a nation to say, nope, nope, nope. We're not doing that. I remember what happened to our ancestors. I remember our children being raped. I remember men being raped. I remember the whips. I remember working for sun up to sun down. Mm-mm-mm. No, if anybody become a slave, that's just a little too much fear. Death, as one of the words we say in our movement, freedom of death, we're going to be free or we're going to die trying. But not yet, we're going to die trying. But I don't want to say everything that we're going to do, but we ain't going out like that. But, if we band together, a lot of brothers attacking other groups and other people. And if y'all don't know what's going on by now, you'll never know, as the song say. You still attacking a group or a person with all this shit going on. There's something wrong with you, because you better be getting yourself ready and your family ready for some type of exodus or some type of stance. That's all we can say. We ain't going to say nothing else. We're going to get on out of here. We appreciate all the brothers and sisters. Anybody else, we'll give you one more chance to get in. Press 1 on your phone. We'll get you in. If not, we appreciate you calling in and listening to us. But, we say the revolutionary will not be televised. She's gonna be live. Black Power.
And we are going to janitor's mop can't clean the situation when the dictator of our nation is part of corporations. What I got in my mama never supported Obama. I'm a Chicago riot starter like a team off the martyr. I'd rather focus on the streets, organizing the tribe. Go against the grain and know that I tried. I'm not into working backwards, I'm talking direct action. I'm talking fighting for freedom for the poor and working classes. I would work for reform. This is former unborn. I'm putting on a ski mask and this weapon is drawn. Make a living in these miserable conditions. Schools look more like prisons and they shutting down the clinics. If employment ain't an option, you ain't got shit. What you do? Where you go if you foreclose and your payment pass through? Ask you, is it worth it? The earth on its last pulses. All in bloodthirsty, they raping the resources. Faces getting darker, but it's light that I offer. No divide and conquer. I'm talking people power. I was thinking, hurry, hurry, get your ticket for the future. Identify the problems and move on to the solutions. You should be involved. Build, show love. That's step number one. Before we shooting dumb guns, run. Cops over united. No more internal fighting. Might just run up on the precinct. No justice, no peace.
Y'all, we out of here. We'll be back on next week if the creator say the same time, 10 p.m. Central. All right, y'all. We appreciate everybody listening online. If you want to call in next time, phone number is 909-265-9220. We say peace. Hey, and be vigilant. Watch yourself and be careful. Get you some ammo. Get you some food. Get you some water. Get you some people that you can soldier up with.